Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. And you can find this on page 725 of the Good News Bible. The future glory of Jerusalem. Arise, Jerusalem, and shine like the sun. The glory of the Lord is shining on you. Other nations will be covered by darkness, but on you the light of the Lord will shine. The brightness of his presence will be with you. Nations will be drawn to your light, and kings to the dawning of your new day. Look around you and see what is happening. Your people are gathering to come home. Your sons will come from far away. Your daughters will be carried like children. You will see this and be filled with joy. You will tremble with excitement. The wealth of the nations will be brought to you. From across the sea, their riches will come. Great caravans of camels will come from Midian and Ephah. They will come from Sheba, bringing gold and incense. People will tell the good news of what the Lord has done. Our New Testament reading comes from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And you can find this on page 4 of the Good News Bible. Visitors from the East. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem, in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote. Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left. And on their way, they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were! What joy was theirs! It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. This is the word of the Lord.
The roots material heads up today's theme as breaking the boundaries. Well, so another Christmas has come and gone, and we've once again, haven't we, read those familiar Bible stories of the birth of Jesus. And they've reminded us that Mary learned from an angel that she was to have a baby who would be called the Son of Man. And that the child was born in Bethlehem, where Mary and Joseph had gone from their home in Nazareth to register the birth. And you'll recall that Bethlehem was crowded with people at the time because the Roman Emperor Augustus had ordered people to return to their place of birth for the census. Mary and Joseph had to take shelter in a stable because there was no room for them in the inn. And it was here that Jesus was born, placed in a manger, and visited by shepherds. But they were not the only ones to visit the child Jesus. Now, reading from Matthew, Matthew describes the visit of the wise men presenting their gifts to the child Jesus. On this day, 6th of January, the Eastern Orthodox churches celebrate Christmas. But we, along with churches in the West, celebrate the Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, for the visitors from the East, the Magi, were not Jews, as were the shepherds. They were Gentiles. They were wise men, astrologers. They were stargazers, and they were more than competent at interpreting the night sky. And the passage we read this morning shows us not only that astrology is true, but that our God speaks all languages under the sun and proclaims through the Magi in a way that they can understand the wonderful truth of Jesus' birth. And this shows us that God will go to extraordinary lengths to speak to the people he longs to save and bless. And so, through a star, he alerts them to the arrival of Christ and inspires them to leave everything and travel west to Jerusalem. As I said earlier, although the wise men appear on many Christmas cards, sometimes with the shephers, well, they didn't arrive at Jesus' birth, but about 18 months or so later. And so it's not surprising that they found him not in a manger, but in a house. And so Jesus had two very different groups of visitors. In fact, they couldn't have been more different. As I mentioned, the shepherds were Jews. They were simple folk, and they belonged to a world, if you like, of have-nots. But the Magi were Gentiles. They were wise men, scholars from the East, and they were wealthy, well, judging from the expensive gifts that they offered to Jesus. The two groups were racially, intellectually, and sociably different. And these are differences which would normally have put a barrier between them. But what did we find? They're united in their worship of Jesus. You see, Jesus brought the shepherds from the fields and the Magi from the East. The Magi became the forerunners of millions of other Gentiles who have come to worship Jesus. Now, throughout the universe, people are drawn to Jesus. He's not limited to a particular people or culture. He attracts people of all cultures and is truly the Saviour of the world. And so, through Jesus, the vision in the Old Testament has become universal. Boundaries are broken, and unity in Christ is the aim. As the hymn goes, in Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. And the story of the Magi contains a wonderful message for each one of us. For it reminds us that anyone of any kind can worship Jesus. It doesn't matter whether you are rich like the Magi or poor, whether you are posh or streetwise. Now, when you come to worship Jesus, God accepts you and your whole life may change. And it doesn't matter whether you are a Gentile like the wise men, a Jew, or what religion you are, or if you previously thought God did not even exist. When you come to worship Jesus, God accepts you and your whole life may change. And it doesn't matter how bad you are or have been. You know, the Magi used astrology, and astrology was forbidden to the Jews. But God didn't punish them. Instead, he led them to Jesus. And today, we need to have the kind of churches where anyone is welcome. If we don't, people will lose the chance to meet Jesus. We're seeing in the shepherds and the Magi two contrasting groups. Our reading from Matthew's Gospel reminds us that there is another person involved in the story, King Herod the Great. And here we have two other contrasting figures, King Herod the Great and the Magi. And they remind us that there are only two possible responses to Jesus. Now, it was the Romans who put Herod on the throne and called him King of the Jews. But unfortunately, his long reign was stained with blood. He was insecure and as a consequence lived in terror of his rivals. And among his rivals, his wife, his mother, his three sons, various uncles and other members of his family, he had them all killed. And he also killed many members of the Sanhedrin. And apparently, Emperor Augustus said that it was safer to be Herod's pig than his son. So you can imagine how Herod felt when the Magi men came and asked him where was he who was born King of the Jews. Now, people today, I think, react like Herod. They look upon Jesus so often as a rival, as a nuisance, as an embarrassment, as an interferer. You see, we can either see Jesus as a threat, and like King Herod, try to put him to one side or get rid of him. Or we can see him as the King of Kings and be determined, like the Magi, to worship him. On December the 25th, we celebrated Christmas, and it's too easy to enjoy ourselves partying and neglect the person. Now, both Matthew and Luke both point us to Christ, not the manger, to the Son of God, not the shepherds, to the King of Kings, and not the wise men. Of course, the events are important, And we need Mary and Joseph, Bethlehem and the inn, the shepherds and the wise men. But we don't celebrate these things. We celebrate Christ, God's Son, our Saviour and Lord. Christmas is about relationships. The story of the shepherds is about relationships. The story of the Magi is about relationships. A relationship with Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Mary and Joseph entered into a special relationship with Jesus, God's Son. And the shepherds had a special relationship with the Christ child. They came in awe and wonder to Bethlehem. And I'm sure their lives were changed because of that visit. And the Magi came to worship and bow down before Christ. They too entered into that special relationship with God. Their lives were surely changed because of all that they had heard and seen. On that first Christmas, the people who were there when Jesus was born, no doubt on their journey, experienced emotions like anxiety and loneliness and fear, just as we do. But when they laid eyes on the newborn King, on Jesus Christ, those feelings must have melted away. And today, over 2,000 years on, people continue to enter into a relationship with God in Jesus Christ. Lives are changed as a result of meeting with Christ. And that too is what Christmas is about. And as Christians, we need to help people experience this relationship, which will change their lives, as it did for the shepherds and the Magi, and as it has for all those who come to acknowledge and worship the Christ child. So just as the Magi were led by the light of the star to worship Jesus, so the light of the living Christ also leads us. And when our lives reflect the light, many others will be drawn to worship the true God who made us and loves us. Amen.